Thank you for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation with newly sworn in Senator to Dewan Negara YB Ras Adibaratsi. She's also the president of the NGO OKU Central, which champions empowering people with disabilities. I want to talk a little bit more about creating a more inclusive Malaysia for persons with disabilities, Ras. What would you like to see changed in the conversation about disability here in Malaysia?
Well, you know, I really don't like when people say OKU and bukan OKU. It's like, hello, we're Malaysians, we're part of you, we're like everyone else, you know. So that's already discriminating when you say it's them and us. It's we're you, we're Malaysians, we're here to stay. So get used to this. So the thing is now, one of the best things that we can do is create more awareness on persons with disabilities, the 7 categories, and then we should learn a bit more because, like now, we have rare diseases and we have invisible illnesses. Like I said, just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it isn't there. Okay. So the thing now is what we can do for a start is create more awareness about persons with disabilities, and then we should teach kids. In school, in primary school, even in kindergarten, about persons with disabilities, the various categories, okay? So, which means that education about persons with disabilities has to be from the primary school kids, right, and also the kids in kindergarten. And we must have, when we register, our child when they were just born, we must register. If we see that they have obvious disability, we need to already register that. Okay. The ones who have disability as they go along, it's a different story. Let me tell you guys, now the ones, OKUs that's registered in Malaysia is only 550,000. Okay, under WHO, 12 to 15% of a country's population is disabled, which means that our disabled people in the country is actually 4.7 million. 550,000 only has been registered. Where's the rest of my friends?
Actually, Ras, I want to come back to something you said a bit earlier about legislation, about the Persons with Disability Act. You said that you wanted to look at this during your time as a senator. What exactly is lacking in this legislation?
Well, I'll give you an example. Facilities, infrastructures, okay? We don't have the powers to say, if you park at our disabled parking, then you should be fined 2,000 ringgit. Nobody is doing anything about it because the powers above, they're not disabled. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there is no penguatkuasaan, you know? They don't do anything about it because in the Disabled Act, you know, it they don't stress on that. So schools, if they don't take kids who are disabled, you know, then just, you know, complain and then have them penalize them, you know. And then buildings, if they do not follow the Jabatan standards, specs to build ramps and toilets and all the tech tiles, if they don't put all that, then, you know, building owners should not have their buildings approved. Mm. You know, and architects, you know, have a big responsibility to make sure that these buildings are accessible. It's 2020, guys, and our country is not accessible.
Right.
Ras, I mean, I understand. You say you want legislation with some teeth. You want to see the enforcement happen at probably all these levels, including, I guess, local council levels, where things like, using a disabled car park, it would be an issue. The question I'd like to ask you is, do you see any bright spots? I mean, are there any states in the Federation or Territory, Sabah and Sarawak, where the disabled the agenda for pushing inclusivity for the disabled is actually moving faster than maybe the national story? Are there bright spots in this general picture?
Okay, the municipalities in each state, they are doing their best, but it's not good enough. Most of the infrastructures and the accessibility, things for the disabled are mostly in the cities like in KL and also in Penang, you know. They do stuff, but it's not, there's no follow through. you know, and they do it mostly in the cities, but not in the rural areas. If I go out to visit my friends in the rural areas and I'm to take a bus, I actually have to crawl up the bus because the bus does not have a ramp, it doesn't have hydraulic, okay? And if I want to push my wheelchair, you know, it's just not conducive. My friends who are blind, they put tactiles, but the tactiles, they just place it without knowing where, which sign is to stop, which sign is, you know, to walk. And then, you know, when they do signs, they don't think about, you know, OKUs who are autistic, you know, or dyslexic. The signages, it's huge, like the washroom. And they go and say, people say, oh, that's a new design for toilets. And hello, it's not for you.
Russ, I know. I mean, there's a lot of thoughtlessness in much of our public spaces when it comes to things like signs for both the, for everybody, disabled or otherwise. I do want to ask very quickly, you know, people talk about intersectionality when it comes to any issue. You know, there's all the question of gender, race, regional disparities, where you are in the country, has a greater or lesser impact on, say, a person with disabilities. What do you think are the main factors that go along with disabilities? Being a woman and being disabled, does that really put you at a disadvantage more than, say, a man who's disabled? What are your concerns in terms of this intersectional issue?
Wow, that's a big question. I don't know how to really answer that, but all I can say is being disabled in this country sucks because we are taking things too slow. Guys, I need to tell you, the aging population in Malaysia is increasing. We need to make sure that our country is accessible. The perception, the stigma has to go. We need to make sure that we give the rights for persons with disabilities in this country just like everybody else, just like the able-bodied. You know, I have friends who want to go to the bank, they can't go to the bank. My friends who are, you know, I call them my hobbit friends, they can't go up, you know, they can't reach, they can't communicate, little things like that. It's rights. It's rights-based. For disabled people in this country, you know, we're not there. Right. We're not out there to have you give us charity money. No, no, no. We want to be like everybody else. We want to work. You know, we don't have a job. People don't want to give us jobs. You know, there's no, you know, we want to go out there. Like for example, like for myself, a long time ago, I went out to get to do an interview. And when once they see me at 8:30, interview starts at 9 o'clock. What happens is they say, oh, the job's taken.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so that's discrimination. We need to stop that.
Russ, there's so much to talk about, and we hope to have future conversations about this, continue with the education and the awareness about the difficulties faced by persons with disabilities. But thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you.
We really appreciate your time and your presence here. That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night. We'll be right back.